Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus Rabbeinu Rashi Sheyichyu, and the schus Rosh Victoria Bastihila Ravida, Toshachol Israel, and the schus Risol Daniel Ben Shane Adina Lebracha Batzlag Rosh Yisrael, Arin Sol Ben Moshe Mordechai, the schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Lebracha Batzlag Bochoma Seyidehem. We're going to be learning about the Meraglim. Shem Yud and Ahei, Shem Ka, Anani Bamerchav Ka, based on the Torah of Agon Rav Moshe Zatzal, and the Pasuk Vayikra Moshe Loshev Minun Yoshua Rashi writes, Yispal Olav Koyoshi Acho, Me'atzas Meraglim, that Hashem should save you from the Eitz of the Meraglim, that's Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin Davka with this name, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save him from the eitz of the Meraglim. It says in Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Ches, Vayimim Ahem, Cholech Hizkiyo Lomus, Vayavo Elav Yeshayo Ben Omoi Tzanovi, Vayoymer Elav Koya Mar Hashem Tzav Lebeischo, Ki Meis Atav Loi Sichye, Vayasev Hizkiyo Pono Velakir, Vayispal El Hashem, Vayomer Ona Hashem, Zechor Noes Asher Asalachti Lefonecho Be'emes Ubelev Sholim, והטויב בעיניך עשיסי, וייב חזקיהו בכי גודל. So it says, in those days, חזקיהו became sick, Yeshayo comes to visit him, and he says, make a will, because you're going to die, you're not going to live. And חזקיהו turned his face to the wall, he davens to Hashem, and he says, please Hashem, remember how I walked before you with truth, with a complete heart, and I did what's good in your heart. And חזקיהו cried a great cry, ויהדבר השם לישעיהו לאמור, הלוך ואמרת אל חזקיהו, כה אמר השם אלוקי דוד אביך, שמעתי את תפילתך, ראיתי את דמעתך, הנני יוסף על ימיך 15 שנה, מקו מלך אשור אצילך. And it was the word of Hashem to Yeshaya saying, go and say to חזקיהו, so said Hashem, the God of David your father, I heard your tefillah, I saw your tears, I'm going to add on to your years 15 years, and I'm going to save you from the hand of the king of Ashur. In the Hemshech of that parasha, it says, "Michtav lechizkiyo melech Yehuda b'chaloisoy v'yichi micholyoy, ani amarti b'dmei amai elcho b'shari sh'ol pakati yesur shnoisai, amarti loy ere ko be'eretz hachayim, loy abid odam oydem yoshvei chodel." Rashi mefaresh, amarti loy ere ko, וישתמש עוד בשם של כה, בארץ החיים חיים משתמשים בוי, אבל המסים אינם רשויים, שנאמר לו, המסים יהללו כה. חויק למסים שאין מזכירים שם בין שתי אויסיוס לעולם. זאת אומרת, שהמתים יכולים להזכיר את כל השמות. Mason can mention all the names, but this shame, shame Yud and Ahei, has something special that is a law that the Mason are not allowed to mention this name. What is special about this name, that only the living ones can use this name, and through that, hopefully we'll understand how it relates to Yoshua. It says in Menachos, and af choftes omud beiz, and the pasuk ki beka, yud and hey, Hashem tzur oilomim, that there are two worlds, this world and the next world. This world was created with a hey, and the next world was created with a yud. That's the yud and the hey, this world and the next world. Tzur oilomim, tzur is a source, and such that the ki beka Hashem tzur oilomim, from these two oisiois are the makor, the source of the two worlds of oilam hazeh and oilam haba. The ois yud in Lashon HaKodesh is an ois of future, an ois of thought, something that makes in something into future. Hu yelech, hu ya'aseh. Ze'ot shem me'atedet. It turns it into future tense. That's the yud. Kachanu moitzim shishirat hayam poisach as oz yashir moishe uvnei Yisrael. It should say oz shor moishe. So Rashi says that the yud is al shem hamachshava. Yud is al shem dover shub rayom, dover shub machshava. Oz yashir moishe uvnei Yisrael, sha'ola belibo shal moishe rabbeinu loy marshira, devar atidi, sha'ois shal machshava, ois shal osid. In yanashal machshava, ושהדבר כרגע נמצא בתוכנית. It's not בפועל, it's only being planned out. Right now it's not here. The Os Hei Hey is miyadat. Hey makes it yadua. The Hey lachem zero zratem et adama. Yosef says in Bereshis 47:23. Here, take some seed and plant the earth. When you want to show something that it's revealed, you say Hey lachem, k'hu lachem, take it. When you give me yad li yad, you say Hey lacha, here it is before you. So it emerges the tseiruf of these two oisiyos, the yud and afterwards the hey, is a chibur of oilam hazeh. Hazeh, hainu, davar shefshar latzbi alav, that's the hey. And oilam habo, davar atidi, that's the yud. Kiba ko Hashem tzur oilamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world like that. He created the world with ois hey, which is oilam hazeh, together with an ois yud, which is oilam habo. The tseiruf of these two oisiyos takes the hazeh that we have in front of us and connects it to the future. And that hazeh is directed now towards the future. That's the yud and the hey together. Hatseruf shel shnei advarim ha'elu, hatseruf shel ha'atid, shu ha'nekra olam haba, shemitztaref lama shenachu osim b'chayenu po, b'olam ha'galui, b'olam shenemtza lefaneinu. So we connect the two worlds. So then we're in a world that's mechuvan to Olam Haba. So we can be b'nei Olam Haba here in this world. In Lashon HaKodesh, when you talk about the future, you say something will be Yihiye. Yihiye is your machbil, yud and then a hey, and yud and then a hey. In other words, it's kvar muchlat b'machshava, and that you're going to be moitzi lefa'al already was. V'ze barur shekach yeh be'atid. When I promise and I say something will be, there's just a hachpala of that chibur. Shel hayud v'achareya ha-hey. The hey was b'machshava. That was the yud, was thinking about the hey. Meaning you have the machshava, the yud, together with the hey, what you're planning out to be, v'zem muchbol, it's going to be. It's going to be befoa in this world. So that's the double yud and then the hey. So originally, what was happening was in machshava, that's the yud and the hey, that you had a machshava yud, that this should happen, hey. And you're promising that it's going to be zeyi, yeah, it's going to be befa'al. And therefore you have another yud and a hey to what is now in machshava going to be is actually going to be befa'al in the future. When we define life, chayim, is dugmas mayon mayim chayim. There's an aviyah nisteret asher kayemet rak la'atzma. He lo mitgale la'af echad acher. Aval an aviyah zot an aviyah pnimit amuka. That's what Mayim Chayim is, these flowing waters that are deep in the depths of the ground and then they come out. That's the Mayim Chayim. And what comes out from out of the ground is revealing what was in the ground. And this tseiruf of what was in the ground and what comes out of the ground is what creates the Mayim, Mayim Chayim. היינו רק הצירוף של אותם דברים שנברו בהי, הדברים הגלויים שנמצאים לפנינו, וניתן להצביע עליהם, להראות אותם ולומר עליהם, הנה זה, הדבר עצמו בהי הידיעה, הי לכם, יחד עם היוד של עולם הבא, הוא זה שיוצר את מה שנקרא חיים. חיים is the chibur of the neshama together with the goof. The explanation of the concept of חיים is connecting the yud and then afterwards the hay. In other words, the tseiruf of those things that were created with the hay, things that are revealed before us, and Olam Haba, the spiritual world, the neshama, and that together creates the musig of chayim. If there's only the chelek hachutz, that's not chayim, because it's not connected to the makor. It's not connected to the spiritual world. And that's why rishayim are called mesim, because they're not connected to the spiritual world. And if a and it's only the spiritual, it's not revealed in this world, that's also not chayim. Chayim is this world connected to the next world. It's seruf shnei advarim elu yachad. The neviyah that comes from the depths of the ground, and then it's revealed in this world. The Mesilas Yesharim opens up his sefer that this man was created for his matziv in olam haba. That's the ikar ha-chayim. Sham ha-metziyus atzma, sham nimseis kavanas ha-boirei, shaboras ha-odem kidei shehu yimatzei sham. Aval achar sham hazeo tamid rak atid. So we were created in this world to get to olam haba, but that's the future. So the way to get there is by the now. So the tseruf of chayim be'etzem is mechayiv the tseruf of these two letters. Because the ikar chayim is in olam haba, but the only way to get there is through olam hazeh. So chayim has to connect olam hazeh and olam haba. And that's what Rashi writes, choyk la mesim she'ein maskirim shem ben shtei oisi ois la'olam. They can't say the yud and the hey, because maves is a nituk from the yud and the hey. Maves is only the yud, it's not the hey, and therefore they can't use this name. So we find in Divrei Chazal that they're mechalek the shemus of Hashem lefi amidois, like it says in Shmois Rabbah, Hashem said to Moshe, you want to know my name? I'm called lefi ma'asai, ayin shem in the medrash. Hainu, hainu, kol shem v'shem migalet achat mimidotav yitbarach. Midam suyemet nikreit kach, ve'acheret nikreit kach, elu ein amidois. Amidois sheshem koa, Hashem shel oisa mida b'chol mokoim, zoi midas ha-chochma, chochmoso yizborach. It says in the pasuk in Koheles, "Hachochma techaya be'alea." And we find that chacham is begematria. The word chacham is begematria chayim, and this means "Hachochma techaya be'alea," mishum shezeh adavar anuten chayim. Etzem inyana shel hachochma is the machshava that's revealed in this world, that it's mechuvin to be actualized. Chachma is that what is mischayev from chachma, what is chachma necessitates, what wisdom necessitates has to be fulfilled. In the midah of chachma, we see kulam bechachma asisa, shekol ha-maaseh shenasa, novea v'yoytze mitoch ha-chachma. B'targum Yerushalmi, b'tchila ha-satoira, it's metargim bereishis bechochmasa. So you see that from bechochmasa everything flows. Everything is revealed. Kulam bechochma asisa. Everything comes from that bereishis. Gufo baso reisha gorir. Misham hakol yotzei umitgale. Lechein ze Hashem shel amida hazot. Shemimena hakol yotzei. Ki hinei borei olam bebriyat haolam kevyachol lo bara metziuyot. Hu lo bara nimtzaim, hu bara rak chayim. Ata hu Hashem levadecha, ata asit at ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim b'chol tzva'am, ha-aretz v'chol asher aleha, ha-yamim v'chol asher bahem, ve-yato mechai yes kulam, ha-briya hu kula chayim, bo-yirei ha-oilam nikro elokim chayim, kulam b'chochma asiso, ha-chochma techaye. Hashem is life, he's mechaye everything. The world was created with chochma. Chochma is chacham is begematria chayim, and that's how Hashem created the world. Bereishis bechachmasa, with chachma, that's how the world came into being. Hachachma techaye be'aleh, chayim comes from chacham. Hachochma techaya, hachochma mechaberet et hachochma ima befoal. Hachochma mechaberet et hayud al shem ha-machshove ima hei al shem ha-maise, al shem ha-gilui, al shem ma shenemtzeu parus befaneinu, shalav omrim hei lecha. That's the chochma. It connects the yud, the machshove, with the hei, with the maise. Choyk la mesim shein maskirim shem shel ben shtei oisiyos l'oilam, Rashi says. This shame is a shame of Chaim. This shame is the shorish of Kimcha makor Chaim. It's the makor ha-Chaim. The tseruf of these two letters is the makor of all the ve'atom chayes kulam. Kulam b'chochmo asisa. Okay, so that's stage one of our journey. And believe me, friends, we have a lot more to talk about. Mirtz Hashem. So please stay tuned for more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.